Now we go to the second topic. Your good friend, pain. No pain, no gain. Okay. So today pain will continue up to tomorrow. After tomorrow, pain will subside. Okay. So when pain arises, yesterday I have teach you three ways to contemplate the pain. Today I will add in another two ways. So when the pain arises in you, first you contemplate or you look at the reaction of your mind, or you pull out your mind to look at the mind that which is aware of the pain, and yet the pain is still there. And the pain is so unbearable. At that time, you should contemplate the unsatisfactory, the suffering of the body. Investigate why the pain arises. The pain arises because of having this body. Without the body, pain finds no place to arise. So at that time, you should contemplate the unsatisfaction of the body. Body is the cause, pain is the effect. So you contemplate because of the body, the pain arises. Because of the body, pain arises. Then you contemplate the unsatisfactory nature of the body. This is called insight. When you contemplate unsatisfactory nature of the body, then gradually you develop detachment to the body. This is very important. Without detachment, you attach to the body. Attachment is one type of defilements that prolong your life in a round of rebirth. So we want to develop, vipassana is to develop detachment, dispassion towards the body. Of course, mind and body. Now I'm talking the body first. So when the pain arises, it becomes unbearable. It's the right time for you to contemplate the suffering of the body. Then you contemplate the body is like disease, like arrow, like sickness, like tumor, like pain, suffering, unsatisfactory. You can use all type of terms to arouse your disgust towards the body. This way of contemplation can lead you to become stream enterer. It's mentioned in Samyutta Nikaya by Venerable Sariputta. I will deal with you afternoon in my Dhamma talk. So after you contemplate the unsatisfactory of the body, then go one step further. Contemplate the non-self of the body. Contemplate the impersonal nature of the body. Pain arises. You cannot control. It's beyond your control. It does not yield to your wish. Anything does not yield to your wish is called non-self. Anything is beyond your control is also the category of non-self. Non-self doesn't mean that no this person. There is this person. But which this person is a conventional truth. Now we are going to the ultimate truth. So at that time, after contemplating suffering, you contemplate non-self nature. This pain is beyond my control. If something can be controlled, that is called self. In Anatta Dakkhana Sutta, the discourse on the characteristic of non-self, Buddha said, if there is self, I cannot control the body. But because it is not self, then I cannot control the body. This is called characteristic of non-self. 好, 现在呢, 讲一点, 怎么观这个痛的, 在禅修的过程中啊, 没有痛是不可能的, 好, 所以呢, 我们一定要熬过这一关, 但是呢, 我们也不要白白熬这个关, 白白痛, 就学不到东西, 好像来熬痛这样, 那太不值得了。 好，我们要跟痛学习。好，要怎么学习呢？啊，昨天已经教了你们三个方法，今天再教你们两个。第一个呢，当你已经痛到忍无可忍的时候，你就知道，哇，这个身体呀，真的是一切痛苦的来源。你就想，这痛是哪里来的呢？是因为有身体，所以才会有痛。没有身体的话呢，不会有痛。所以它的因是什么？身体，因为有这个身体，所以你就讲这个身体呢，是一切病痛的来源啊，好像剑，好像癌症，好像病，好像刀啊，痛苦，过患啊，一直来观这个身体是痛苦的来源。这种观法呢，可以呢，引申你对身体的放下，不执着。啊，为什么我们会执着身体呢？那是因为你认为身体带给你快乐，你才会执着嘛。如果一件东西呀，一直带给你痛苦的话，你会执着吗？你恨不得早一点跟它扔掉。哦，就像你太太，如果你一回家整天跟你太太吵架的话，你会执着你太太吗？你恨不得早点离婚。哦，同样的道理。哦，如果那个你了解到这个身体呢，只带给你病痛的话，只带给你痛，一坐下来不是这边痛就是那边痛的话，你还会喜欢你这个身体吗？你不会喜欢。哦，你就开始对这个身体呢产生厌离啊，这个是观智哦，这个是很好的一种智慧哦，这个就是我们来禅修要修的智慧啊。哦，所以呢，我讲过吗 ？No pain, no gain。所以珍惜你的痛哈，哦，这个痛呢，就是开发你智慧的一条道路哦。好，这是第一种。第二种呢，你观痛，观的痛苦啊，这身体是病痛的来源，然后厌离它。然后呢，介绍下来呢，你又可以继续观这个身体是无我的，没有一个我，不受控制，好像那个痛它要来，不是你可以控制的啊。然后你的左腿痛刚刚消失，哎呀，右腿又来了，右腿完了过后，哎呀，肩膀又来了，哎，我的天哪，何时可以了结啊？所以你开始了解到，哎，这个痛好像不是可以控制的，好。哦，一波啊，一波未平，一波又起，好像不是你可以控制的。那不是可以控制的东西呀，就是无我。可以控制的东西就是我啊，不能控制的东西呢就是无我。所以那个时候呢，你要观身体是无我的啊，无我的，不受控制的，无我的，不受控制的。你这样观的话呢，就会对身体放下执着。啊，反正都是这样的，我也没有办法。哎呀，放下对他的执着吧，他要痛就给他痛，啊，是他是痛，是痛比较，长呢，还是看我的耐力比较长？你就跟你的痛竞争吧。啊，好，这是第二种啊，第二种观法。最后一个呢，你可以再观想回来你的心，啊。这两种方法都用过了哈，就最后一个呢，回来你的心。痛只是四大罢了啊，整个身体都是四大痛。如果你专心再看清楚那个痛哈，你就会发现，这个痛呢，其实呢，不是火大特别强烈的话，就是地大特别强烈，才产生那个痛的感觉。